about cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars.
Good day, sir. That's a nice pet gorilla you have there. Pretty rare these days, aren't they? I'd like to see the new 1969 Ranger.
Oh, certainly, sir. Now, first, you have a choice of six models and three engines.
Gregory!
Don't worry, sir. Still three headlights to go. Now, you have a big, lavishly appointed interior with reclining seats and a heater. You also get extras that don't cost extra, like...
Gregory!
Oh, my goodness. He's bitten through a brake pipe. Oh, but not to worry, sir. Luckily, Ranger has a dual braking system, so if...
Gregory!
Got to hand it to that paint finish, sir. Not everything could stand up to claws like those. Another thing about Ranger, sir, is the reasonable price at... Sir, maybe a circus could sell you a vehicle more suited to your needs.
Ranger. Built to take, well, almost all tough South African conditions.
The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
The center of Johannesburg, 9:25 p.m. on the 8th of February. Car 17, with Sergeant Oberholzer as its driver and Constable Hendler as its crew, is leaving the City Hall area and proceeding east along Market Street.
What did you make of that lot, Sergeant?
There was some nonsense there somewhere, but I reckon it would have taken all night to sort it out. Those three in the leather jacket said that the other one was lying down in the road in front of their car. But I reckon there was more to it than that. Those three must have picked on the other one.
To rob him?
I don't think so. He probably said something to them, and those three wanted to clout him. I reckon he ran into the men's convenience there so he'd be safe. But one tells one story and the other tells another.
So you decided to get him out of there, eh?
Well, if we just left the four of them together, it would have started up again the moment we left. He had money for a taxi, so it seemed the best thing to do. Put him in a taxi and send him home. He wasn't in any shape to cope.
It's Friday night again. Too much money about too much booze.
Oh, that's it, my boy.
Control to car 17. Come in. Over.
17 to control. Receiving you. Over.
Have you dealt with that complaint from the City Hall? Over.
Yes, control. Nothing serious. There was nothing happening when we arrived, and we got a very garbled account as to what had happened before we got there. The one was a bit under the weather, so the sergeant put him in a taxi, sent him home. Over.
Proceed now to the corner of Jiffy and Van Vullig Streets. A burglar alarm has gone off there. Investigate and report back. Over.
Message received and understood, control. Proceeding there immediately. Over and out.
Let's hope it's not another drunk. That's all we've had tonight.
Yes, there was that guy on the scooter. The one we had to drag off the bus at the Southern Suburbs Terminus.
All part of the business, eh?
The light's with you, Sergeant.
Can you see any place to park?
Yes, loading zone there, outside the hotel.
Right. I don't hear any alarm, do you?
Not a sound.
Now, I wonder if it's upstairs or down.
They didn't say.
Just ask them, will you?
Right. 17 to control. Come in. Over.
Receiving you, 17. Over.
This Jeppy Street complaint, the burglar alarm one. Is it upstairs or downstairs? Over.
Hang on a second. Doesn't say. It's a theatrical hire business. They lend costumes and things for shows. Over.
Then it's the one upstairs. Over and out.
Well?
Upstairs.
Let's see. Show Center Proprietary Limited. Theatrical costumes and equipment for hire.
Well, where's the door?
Must be this one with the iron bars.
Well, that's all padlocked. There's a chain and everything.
No. Look at this. The chain is wrapped around to make it look as if it is locked.
Yes, and the padlock smashed.
Come.
Must only be a lot of junk up there. Uniforms, fancy dress outfits, feathers, sequins. What's the pitch?
I don't know. Better keep it quiet, hey? We don't want to broadcast our arrival. Here, got the torch?
Yes.
Right now. Keep against the wall on the right.
p.m. The sergeant and the constable mount the concrete steps stealthily. They pause once or twice to listen. They hear nothing. The light from the street, which had spilled into the passage leading to the steps, gives way to darkness. The constable switches on his torch. He directs its beam to light the way up the steps for the sergeant. When they reach the top of the steps, the sergeant stops.
This door's open. It looks as though it should be. Wait a minute. It's been forced.
What's that funny smell?
Smell?
You won't catch it. You smoke too much.
But what is it?
I don't know. It's a funny smell. I seem to associate it with a garden.
I shouldn't think there's a compost heap up here.
No. It's a pungent smell. What was that?
Shh. Listen. There's somebody in there. Somebody moving around.
Are we going in?
Of course. Got your gun?
Hang on a second.
Right. The moment we get in, try and find a light switch. Ready?
Okay, Sergeant.
Come. All right. This is the police. I'd advise you to come quietly. We know you're in here.
Lights. I can't find the switch.
Well, we'll have to rely on the torch, eh? Can you see anything?
No.
Oh, come on now. We don't want any foolishness. Come on out and you won't get hurt. All right. We'll go in after them. Now you stay there by the door, right?
Right, Sergeant.
Come on. Show yourself. If you're thinking you can get out of here, forget about it. What the devil just...
Sergeant! Sergeant! Stand or I'll fire!
And the sparks of the fire shall leap up to heaven and present themselves at his gate.
Show yourself.
He maketh his angel spirits and his ministers of flaming fire.
There. Somebody struck a match. I got a target.
You are the matches. Stand still or I'll shoot.
Blasted, he's dropped the match.
To purgatory fire, thou comest at last, and Christ receive thy soul.
He's setting fire to the place. And the sergeant's in there. I've got to get him out. Sergeant! Sergeant! Smell, now I know what it was. It was creosote. It must be spread all over the place. All these racks are closed, and the place will go up in no time. I've got to get to the sergeant. Can't see whoever was laughing. He'll get away. Can't be helped, though. Fire spreading like mad.
Can hardly see. Seem to be about here where the sergeant went down and his torch went out.
I can hear him.
But I can't see. My eyes. The smoke. Here.
Come on, Sarge. We've got to get out of here.
My head.
Heat. Come, I'll help you.
Oh.
Here, lean on me.
Did you see him?
Just a glimpse in a light from the fire.
Why didn't you shoot him?
I couldn't see him for long enough. Come on, Sarge. We're nearly there. If we make the door, we'll be okay.
10:55 p.m. The casualty section at the general hospital. While a nasty gash is being stitched in Sergeant Oberholzer's scalp, Constable Hendler is being questioned by Lieutenant Dirk Lewis-Cockney of the CID.
How is it that you didn't shoot Sergeant Oberholzer's assailant?
Well, I didn't see him, sir. You see, the sergeant and I worked together. The sergeant went in with a torch, leaving me by the door. The door at the top of the steps, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the light switch, though, and Anyway, the sergeant fell over a bucket, and then I heard a scuffle, sir. I called to the sergeant, but there was no reply. And then I heard this funny laughing.
Laughing?
Yes, sir. Sort of weird. Like the laughing you sometimes hear in horror films, sir.
I see. What did this man look like?
He looked sort of tall and thin, sir. Very high cheekbones and deep sunken eyes. He's bald and... Well, that's about all I can remember, sir. He was waving his arms about and he was shouting. It sounded like stuff from the Bible.
Oh, that's interesting. What sort of stuff?
He was going on about fire, sir. Something about ministers and a flaming fire. He didn't sound all there, sir. You know, sort of balmy.
Mm-hmm.
How's the sergeant, sir?
Oh, he's going to be all right. Apart from a nasty headache.
And the show center, sir?
Raised to the ground.
11:20 p.m. Lieutenant Labuschagne returns to the scene of the fire. The premises are still smoldering, and firemen are busy rolling up hoses which are strewn in the street like fat spaghetti. The lieutenant speaks to the fire chief.
Keep the crowd back there.
It's like Guy Fawkes, wasn't it?
Bad business. The place was tinder dry. All those clothes and things burned in no time. It was so hot that it melted the corrugated iron roof.
Working for fire back.
Is that so?
Started deliberately.
Yeah. Insurance deal?
You need a cash sale?
Yeah.
Possible. Don't sound likely, though, judging from what my men saw and heard. Where's the owner?
That's him over there, a little bloke with the glasses.
Oh, thanks. Good evening. Lieutenant Labuschagne of the CID.
How do you do?
Your name is?
Bloom, David Bloom.
Bad business.
It was a wonderful business. Now look at it. Gone up in smoke.
Was the place insured, Mr. Bloom?
What's the matter? You think I'll eat it myself?
It was a thought which crossed my mind.
You think I'm stupid enough to set fire to my own livelihood?
He wouldn't be the first, Mr. Bloom.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't. It was a growing concern. Everybody all along the reef, they knew me. They came from far and wide to the show center. I had everything. Costumes, all sets of costumes, makeup, lights, props, everything. Now look at it. Gone.
Mr. Bloom, are you insured?
Not a penny. Nothing. Once, you know, I asked how much such insurance would be. They came, they looked at my premises, they said it was a risk. The premium they quoted me, it was too much. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a son at university. My daughter's on an overseas trip. I'm ruined. 25 years' work gone up in smoke.
We've reason to believe that the fire was started deliberately, Mr. Bloom. Have you any idea who would want to do such a thing?
Lieutenant, I'm telling you. I got no enemies. Everybody knows me, David Bloom.
Have you had any, I don't know quite how to put this. Mr. Bloom, do you remember having anybody in your business lately who wasn't quite all there?
You mean a nutcase?
Yes.
Lieutenant, show business is full of nuts.
No. I mean somebody who was really around the bend.
I don't know. But then it's hard to tell, isn't it? You know, I'm always saying to Zelda. Zelda, I'm saying, you never know what you're sitting next to in a bus. You think somebody crazy did this?
Well, the evidence we have seems to point in that direction.
Listen, I'll tell you something. If you catch him, I want 5 minutes. That's all. 5 minutes alone with him in his cell.
Yes, I know how you must feel.
A lifetime's work. All gone. You know something, Lieutenant? That stock of mine is irreplaceable. Where am I going to buy stuff like that again, huh? Lieutenant, what you looking at?
Look what somebody's chalked on the wall there.
What? The wages of sin is death.
p.m., the 9th of February, a hotel in Bree Street. The bar is full. It's noisy, too. The occupants have had a successful afternoon at the races. Suddenly, in the doorway appears a wild figure. In one hand, he holds a Bible, and in the other, he holds aloft a bottle with a flaming wick of rag.
Drunkenness! Do you hear? Drunkenness is the root of all evil!
Hey, petrol all over the bar! Hey, my clothes! The danger!
7:36 p.m. Lieutenant Labuschagne has been called from his home to pursue his investigations of the fire raiser who has struck again. He interviews a man at the hospital who's being treated for third-degree burns.
Well, I think we were all stunned at first. We heard this voice and turned to look. He was standing in the doorway. His eyes were bulging, fit to pop. You know, they were thyroid eyes. He got a very thin face. He looked as though he hadn't shaved for a couple of days.
What color was his hair?
He hardly had any. Sort of ginger on the side over his ears.
Do you think you could give a detailed description to a police artist?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, I'd like to show you some photographs, too. Photographs from Alphonse.
Sure. Anything to help catch this bloke, because obviously he's right around the bend. I mean, imagine throwing a bottle of petrol into a crowded bar. Right?
Yes, not funny.
How many of us copped it?
Well, five like yourself, and the barman and a customer. Well, they got it around the eyes.
Crazy. Stark, raving crazy.
What did he say?
Well, I don't know for sure. It all happened so quickly. Something about the evils of drink.
Well, we'll go down to John Foster Square when you're ready. Lieutenant Labuschagne, Brigadier.
Good morning. Come and sit down. Well?
The fire raiser, sir?
What else?
Nothing to report, sir.
I see. And what am I going to say to that crowd of newspaper men out there?
I don't know, sir.
They're clamoring for a story. It's one of the biggest things they've ever had on the crime beat. What are we going to do?
I don't know, sir.
You've been up all night?
Yes, sir.
And the night before?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
I was out patrolling the central area in a car, sir.
Well, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time on Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
And nothing happened at all last night?
No, sir. But I'm not really surprised about that.
No? You expected the firebug to take a night off, did you?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I should think he was in church, sir.
In church?
Yes, it was the Sabbath, sir. I should think that the chap we're seeking belongs to some denomination or other. He seems to know his Bible.
What other line of investigation have you been pursuing, Captain?
Well, I haven't been idle, sir. I've checked with all the mental institutions and sanatoriums in this area to see if they've recently discharged anyone answering to our quarry's description.
And?
Well, no discharges, sir, and no one escaped.
And our records?
Nothing, sir. This sort of thing is very unusual. The number of people we have on our books associated with this sort of thing in the past is limited.
Go on.
Well, you must have seen yesterday's paper, sir, and again this morning.
You mean that artist's impression of a man?
Yes, sir.
I thought that was fast work. Very good.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, what else?
Well, sir, with your permission, I would like to liaise with the staff on the cars, sir, and have more cars, vans, and motorbikes in the central area than usual tonight. The same goes for men on the beat.
What do you have in mind, Lieutenant?
Well, sir, the two fires were both started after 9. The first one occurred on Friday night at about 9:30.
Uh-huh.
Well, thereabouts, anyway. And the one on Saturday night was after 10. And I think if he carries on with the same pattern of behavior, I think we can expect some more action after 9 o'clock.
What do you think his target will be?
Well, I've given that a lot of thought, sir. I think we should mount guards on all the theaters in town, sir. Cinemas, too.
You're tying this up with the attack on the show center?
Yes, sir.
Good thinking. Anything else?
Yes, sir. Nightclubs, too.
Well, that's going to take a lot of men. But it might pay off, all right. Now, what are you going to do today?
Well, I've got a team of detectives organized, sir, to call on every minister of every denomination in the Joburg area. They're all armed with copies of that artist impression. You might come up with something there.
Good. Carry on.
Thank you, sir.
Very interesting face. It's not a face that you'd forget easily. But I'm sorry to disappoint you, Captain. I have no one in my congregation who looks like that, even remotely.
Yes, he resembles one of the more zealous saints. Passionate man, I'd say. Can't quite think. I was going to say Saint Sebastian, but on second thoughts, I'd plump for Judas Iscariot. I am afraid I can't help you.
Looks as though he's been in the wilderness for 40 days and nights. A very disturbed man, I'd say. If he had hair, he'd be able to take the part of a Mississippi gambler very well. No, he's not one of us.
I'm all over the place. Pitch the tent tonight, move on in the morning. I see hundreds of different people in the course of a week. Let me see.
What?
That's a man who spoke to me after a prayer meeting I held in Boxburg last Thursday.
Boxburg?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive. How could I forget a face like that?
You say he spoke to you. What did he say?
Well, he said he wanted to... Well, first of all, he said that he'd seen the light. He said that he wanted to do the will of God and help convert the heathen. He seemed to be in a state of fervor. I told him to take the word of God abroad and to help cast out sin and the devil.
I see. It didn't strike you that this man was unbalanced in any way?
No. He just seemed, how shall I put it, passionately committed.
You've no idea what his name was or where he lives?
No, I'm sorry.
p.m. Slinking along Market Street with a bottle tucked under his jacket comes a tall, thin man with a bald head and a cadaverous face. Outside a dance studio, he stops and takes out a Bible from his pocket. He riffles the pages, and finding what he's seeking, he turns and addresses the large plate glass window.
And God shall smite the heathen, yea, even as they dance about their idols. And they shall be consumed in the fire that cleanses.
What's he doing?
What's he doing?
The police.
Look out, he's like the newspaper.
I shall call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. And thus shall I smite you, Ipethi! Here cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience!
Where to now, sir?
Well, I think we'd better visit that nightclub in Von Villa Street.
Control to Lieutenant Lobuskochny. Control to Lieutenant Lobuskochny. Come in. Over.
Go ahead, Control. Over.
He's done it again, sir. Just had an urgent call from a motorcycle. He needs assistance. He's at a dance studio in Market Street, just before the corner of Von Villach. Over.
Well, that's just around the corner from where we are now. We can be there in a matter of seconds. Has he set fire to the place? Over.
Yes, sir. I don't know how nasty it is, though. Over.
We're already on our way. Over and out.
With a bit of luck, we'll get him this time, sir.
We'll need more than luck with this customer, Sergeant.
Hold tight, sir.
There it is, sir. The place is an inferno.
What are those people all doing in the pavement, sir?
Those must be the people who have been injured.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Just run east, sir. You said that's a go.
Well, why the devil didn't you get out, Reed?
I was, sir. I haven't wasted any time.
Right, let's go. We'll follow you.
Our man on the motorbike turned down Troy Street, sir.
Don't lose him, Sergeant, whatever you do.
I won't, sir. I've got a debt to settle.
There he is. He seems to be going slowly.
They say he was waiting for us, sir.
He's going straight down, sir. He appears to be heading for that big parking area down there.
Does he know he's being pursued?
I don't know, sir. He's just running like a devil, sir.
Right. You go round and head him off. Round by the non-European affairs department.
Right, sir.
I wonder if he's armed.
Well, we can't be sure, obviously, but I'd say that it was extremely unlikely.
If he's as crazy as he appears to be, sir, he's going to take some subduing.
Yes, I think a little more assistance might be a good idea. Lieutenant Lobuskochny, Control. Come in. Over.
Receiving you, sir. Over.
We're at the southern end of Troy Street. Have you any more cars in this vicinity? Over.
Two, sir. Do you need assistance? Over.
Just to be on the safe side. We don't want him to give us the slip now that he's within our grasp. Over.
Very good, sir. Cars 2-3 and 3-2, 23 and 32, proceed immediately to the southern end of Troy Street. Over.
23 to Control. Received and understood. Over and out.
3-2 to Control. We're on our way. Over and out.
He's there, sir.
Where?
Right in the middle of that empty parking lot. Just mind your heads. I'm going up over this pavement.
What's he doing?
He's on his knees, sir.
And with his hands clasped together. He seems to be praying.
Yes, I'd say so, sir.
Slow down and stop. Keep in your headlights.
All right, sir. There's one of the other cars on the other side, sir.
Yes.
And there's the motorbike. And another car drawing up behind it, sir.
All right. Let's go and get him.
What is all wrong to us as they stand before your throne on the last day of judgment? Send them into the fires of judgment.
Come on. On your feet. It's time for you to go with us.
Arrest all these.
You hear? You're under arrest.
All these sinners. Sinners who are... arrest? Arrest? Me? Under arrest? For prosecuting the laws of God?
Grab his arm back and let him sit. Come on.
And thus ended the firebug's short reign of terror. At a preparatory examination into a charge of arson, willful damage to property, and attempted murder, Leonard Yakovus Marer was found to be unfit to plead. Subsequently, he was ordered to be detained at the state president's pleasure.